We're going to talk to Cole Manbeck at 5:10. It's been a little while. We'll catch up on some spring football. Little K-State hoops, the poll question today. Better chance, DJ Johnson going to training camp with an NFL team or Wesley Owundu being a first-round draft pick? We'll ask him that. You can keep voting at the game KMAN, and that will reveal the final results in hour two. You pointed this out to me. I'm a little surprised that people are thinking this is such a big deal, but Tom Herman's Texas football program is finding a new way to motivate some guys to stay hydrated, which I get it. It's important. It's going to affect your performance. But they have an actual hydration chart that someone tweeted a picture of, and it's got the different shades, 1 through 8. Like, one's totally white. The other one is, like, almost brown. And depending on where you fall in the hydration chart, you're either in one of four categories: championship hydration levels, the selfish teammate level, the blatant disregard for your teammates, you are headed to Area 51, or you are a bad guy with 4 exclamation points based on your hydration level. So that's how they're motivating guys to stay hydrated. I guess I can understand why people would laugh and think that the right side here, the different levels that I mentioned, are funny. But the hydration chart, I think that's pretty standard. I mean, back to when I had my brilliant JV wrestling career, we used to have to, after we'd make weight, you'd have to pass a hydration test to make sure that you weren't cutting weight in such a way that it was, like, harming you because of lack of water, and it looked like the exact same as this, just minus saying you're a bad teammate. That was the only thing. But, like, I've seen these for years.
I think it's really funny that on a lot of sports talk shows, they have people that played sports, and so they go back to their previous experiences. And with us, our previous experiences are yours with JV wrestling and mine as, like, a little bit of high school golf and being a manager for the high school basketball team.
Well, Mitch played football.
That's about all we got.
Am I the only one on the show that's ever played varsity sports?
Well, I ran a couple varsity cross-country races when the real varsity runners were resting. Yes.
A quarter of a season?
I lettered varsity. Hey. I have a varsity cross-country letter.
Hey, these guys on this side of the glass, we went to 6A high schools. We didn't all get on varsity.
Excuse me.
We weren't all at Clay Center.
Jeez Louise, what? Man.
Man, actually, sports at Clay Center
were
pretty good.
Clay Center,
when I was there.
We on behalf of the show, let me apologize for that. That was... Goodness gracious.
Oh, Clay Center. I
don't think I was going to be...
I love Clay Center. Clay Center loves me.
I don't think I was going to be the all-time leading scorer at Clay Center, you know, even if I was going to school there. Like, that was not the reason I failed as an athlete.
The people at Clay Center are amazing. They love me. They're tremendous.
Just you're digging that hole deeper, man. Digging that hole deeper. Mitch, I'm sorry. I did not mean for that discussion about Texas football's hydration chart to devolve into making fun of your high school. I'm not sure how we got there.
I do want to say, when we were in eighth grade, our eighth grade football team beat Eisenhower by 2 touchdowns.
Okay.
So there you go.
There. Smack talk. Cole Manbeck is coming up next. Wait till you hear what Cole's new go-to drink is. You're listening to The Game.
Get everything you want in a checking account and more.